Today I want to talk about risk tranches in private label mortgage securities. We said last time that in private label mortgage securities, the investors bear losses. So they bear the risk, they bear the losses. So for example, if you had a $100 million pool of mortgages and a few of the mortgages defaulted and you took losses, let's say losses of $100,000, then that's sort of a 0.1% loss on the mortgage pool. And if you shared the losses equally among all the investors, each investor in the pool would lose a proportionate share. They would lose 0.1% of their principal. Of course, that might, they might have that might not mean that they actually take a huge loss. It could be that they paid for the pool at a discounted rate in order to compensate for the risk. So that, they might actually be happy with $100,000. Total loss rate, whatever. So that's with a perfectly even distribution of the losses among all investors. What tranches do is they create an uneven distribution of losses. So in this example, we could have one class of investors that takes the entire loss. Let's say they bought, let's just be simple, suppose that they bought $50 million, that their tranche, their $50 million tranche is responsible for taking all of these losses, so I guess that would be 0.2% if I'm doing this right. And the other class, which is a senior class, so this, the junior class is the one that takes the losses. The senior class takes no loss. Okay, so how does that happen? Well, you what you do is you set up a junior class which takes all the losses up to and including X dollars. So let's say in a $100 million mortgage pool, let's say they take the first $1 million in losses. And then you have a senior class that absorbs losses above that. If there are enough mortgage defaults in the pool to cause more than $1 million of losses, then a senior class will absorb those losses. And you can have multiple classes. And so why do you do this? In part, there might be investors who are more willing to take risks than others. But the main impetus for this separating out into risk tranches turns out to be regulatory. Around 2001 in the United States, the bank capital requirements were modified so that banks had to hold less capital if they held mortgage securities, private label securities, with AAA ratings by, I think it's NRSO, the National Security Rating Agencies. So these are security rating agencies that were blessed by the government, things like Moody's, and S&P, And so they would rate these securities based on the class structure of the security. So they would say, okay, given the nature of the mortgages, we think that the defaults will maximize at this level, and therefore we can give the senior tranche a AAA rating because we think it's very unlikely that enough defaults will occur that the senior tranches will have to absorb any losses. So that's the process by which these AAA ratings can be manufactured out of even subprime loans. That is, if you have a junior tranche that's going to absorb a large number of the losses, then even subprime loans where you expect to take a lot of losses in an adverse scenario, even with those, if the junior tranche is going to absorb enough of the losses, then the senior tranche can still get a AAA rating, even with subprime loans. So let's get through this sequence of events. So you have the regulators designating that low capital requirements for AAA rated mortgage securities. And so you create senior tranches with AAA ratings by the agencies, and then and you can do that even with subprime collateral, that is, with mortgages that are relatively risky mortgages. So this created all kinds of perversity. That is, if the bank held the loan in its portfolio, it would have to pay the full capital requirement. But by dividing it up into these tranches, it could hold both tranches and have less collateral because they have less capital requirements because it has it includes the AAA component. So there are all sorts of games that could be played thanks to this rule that allowed low capital requirements for AAA rated securities. It created this huge incentive to create AAA securities, and the way you created the AAA securities was by this risk tranching where you assigned the first defaults to the junior tranches, and that creates senior tranches that are unlikely to have to absorb any losses and therefore can earn a AAA rating.